forever by my side.
Hey, you're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sand Point, Alaska.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Trump administration is instructing federal agencies on how to carry out mass layoffs. The Office of Management and Budget and the Office of Personnel Management have issued a new memo that directs agency heads to initiate large-scale reductions in force. The agencies are also being given until March 13th to develop reorganization plans. At President Trump's cabinet meeting today, tech mogul Elon Musk addressed the room in defense of the government-wide cost-cutting measures he's spearheading.
And taking a lot of flack, and getting a lot of death threats, by the way. I mean, I like to stack them up, you know. But if we don't do this, America will go bankrupt. That's why it has to be done.
In his quest to get Russia and Ukraine to end their three-year-old war, President Trump says Ukraine can forget about joining NATO. Today, he confirmed plans to host Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Friday, apparently to sign a deal that gives the U.S. access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. Here's NPR's Asma Khalid.
Rare earth minerals are key in developing certain new technologies and energy production. Trump described this deal as a very big agreement that would help America recoup its money after footing the bill for Ukraine's war.
It's a great deal for Ukraine, too, because they get us over there. We're going to be working over there. We'll be on the land. And, you know, in that way, there's sort of automatic security because nobody's going to be messing around with our people when we're there.
Trump said he's not intending to make many security guarantees for Ukraine, saying, quote, "We're going to have Europe do that." He also told reporters that Russia's Vladimir Putin will have to make some concessions to end the war, but he did not specify what those might be. Asma Khalid, NPR News, The White House.
Large turnout in Tel Aviv's Hostages Square, heard through Reuters audio of a service where mourners gathered in memory of Shiri Bibas and her four-year-old and nearly nine-month-old sons. Last week, their remains were turned over by Hamas as part of the ceasefire deal with Israel, which also sees hundreds of Palestinian prisoners and detainees are freed. Hamas said it would release the bodies of four more slain hostages today. Actress Michelle Trachtenberg has died. She was best known for her work on TV shows such as Gossip Girl and Buffy the Vampire Slayer. NPR's Ned Ulubi reports Trachtenberg's body was found this morning in New York City. She was 39 years old.
Police told NPR in a statement that there's no suspicion of criminality in the actress's death. Trachtenberg became famous as a child as the star of the 1996 movie Harriet the Spy. As a teenager, she joined the hit show Buffy the Vampire Slayer, playing the main character's sister who has a supernatural secret.
What am I? Am I real?
Michelle Trachtenberg was equally gripping as a devious mean girl on another popular show.
I was just wondering if you had the chance to check Gossip Girl recently.
Police said investigations are ongoing. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
This is NPR. A school-aged child has died from measles in West Texas. The death of the child who was not vaccinated for measles was confirmed by state and local health officials and comes after weeks of a growing outbreak that spans West Texas and New Mexico. More than 130 people have been sickened with measles, most of them children under the age of 18. Measles is a very contagious respiratory disease that was declared to be eliminated from the U.S. in 2000 due to high rates of inoculation with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. But in the last 5 years or so, school vaccination rates have fallen below 95%, which is the CDC's level for preventing outbreaks. Many primary schools in the U.S. forbid rough play during recess because of safety concerns. Now some in Kansas are trying a new approach, as Suzanne Perez of member station KMUW reports.
Allison Renner is principal at Allen Elementary School in Wichita, which adopted what's sometimes called risky play last year. It follows research that shows children benefit from rough and tumble activities. Renner says easing up on some rules has improved recess for students and teachers.
And it just allows us to build relationships with kids, but then to also help them mediate some of those social interactions and to help them respond better with peers when conflict does occur.
Some changes to school playground rules include letting the young students play tag, twist on swings, and climb up slides using their hands and feet. For NPR News, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
U.S. stocks have ended the day mixed. The Dow closed down 188 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation. For nearly a century, supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable, and sustainable society. More at Mott.org. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
I don't know what happened. It just disappeared. We have some Grateful Dead. That was Grateful Dead, by the way. We had one more by the Dead, and that's called Althea, a live version of that. Then we had the Pretenders with Don't Get Me Wrong, and then Straight Up by Paula Abdul.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I was born to be a bachelor. Althea told me, okay, that's fine. So now I'm trying to catch you. Can't talk to you without talking to me. We're guilty of the same old thing. Thinking a lot about listening and forgetting the love we bring.
Yeah, Eddie Money next with I Think I'm in Love, and then The Fix with Red Skies. After that, Sheena Easton with Sugar Walls.
It's a feeling, burning like a lump on fire. feel you want me. It's impossible to hide. Your body's on fire, Mitty. Come inside.
Michael Jackson up next with Baby Be Mine, and then after that a little bit of Phil Seymour with Precious to Me, and then Timex Social Club with Rumors.
Only you and I can make sweet love this way.
The Yunga Tribal Council is a proud sponsor of KSDP and Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to KSDP Radio, 830 AM Sandpoint, 880.1 FM, on translator K201DA, King Cove, Alaska.
Just
Yeah, next we have Beat with You Won't Be Happy. Then the Cabanas are with us right after that with Processor Song. And then Roll Over, Lay Down by Status Quo. And there might be time for all that, but I doubt it.
Gonna get all around this world. Aleutians, where the mighty king crab drove. Up in Dutch Harbor, where the work gets hard and slow. The Aleutians there, it's what you wear. You know that when you go, you take a look all around this world. For the look all around this world. Hang me or hang me, and I'll be dead and gone. Hang me or hang me, and I'll be dead and gone. But it ain't the hanging that I mind, it's a hanging round here so long. Gonna get all around this world. Gonna get all around this world. Gonna get all around this world.